Carrollton City will most likely not lower the speed limits of a portion of Rome and Cedar Streets, despite concerns from residents that drivers using the residential streets as cut-through are driving too fast for the environment. That public concern prompted city officials to request that GDOT conduct a speed evaluation for the area. The result, GDOT suggests the current speed of 35 miles per hour is appropriate.
We asked Georgia DOT to evaluate the speed limits on Cedar Street and the speed limits on the section of Rome that is north of Spring. The section south of Spring toward the square is already 25 miles an hour. They came back and said this current speed limits are appropriate. We did not take no for an answer, and we went to our traffic consultant, and he gave us the same answer.
Carrollton City Manager Tim Grizzard.
I would like to say this. Traffic is not an intuitively obvious issue, and people think they're speeding when there's not necessarily speeding. It's one of those things where we rarely make anybody happy with traffic issues. If we were to respond to every request and put stop signs everywhere they want and traffic signals everywhere anyone wants and speed bumps anywhere someone wants, they will literally be everywhere. If we don't follow what the consultants say, we will be constantly chasing our tails and putting up measures that may not be appropriate.
Grizzard says data from the speed study will be available at City Hall later on this week. The Bremen City School District is considering an option that will keep students from missing out on days of learning when schools are closed during inclement weather. Superintendent David Hicks says administrators are looking into a digital at-home learning option in which educators could present as a possibility the day or two prior to potentially bad weather days. Hicks says various websites provide a channel for digital learning at home, including Google Classroom.
After last year, with missing so many days, it definitely brought it more to the forefront of the discussion because we feel like the 8 days that we missed did have an adverse instructional effect. In fact, most of the teachers that you would talk to would tell you that it's virtually impossible to make up that time. So if there was a way to be able to do that remotely, you know, I think it is something we would seriously consider if we were able to anticipate ahead of time, know in advance for teachers to be able to set that up.
Hicks says the only hiccups in this option is to make sure every student has access to a digital device, either using their own or through the school. And
we're a city system, but we do have non-residents. If they don't have service or if their service is not as reliable, but I would think that would be a small number of kids.
Hicks jokes that the concept of digital learning on a snow day may not be popular with students, but he says he envisions digital learning to focus on academic classes primarily, so a digital day could equate to only a half day of schooling. Some Villa Rica residents are being told to continue with a boil water advisory today after the city on Monday was forced to repair a leak in a 6-inch water main in the industrial park. City officials say the leak caused water pressure in parts of the water system to drop to dangerously low levels. When this does occur, a potential health hazard may exist in these areas of zero pressure from backflow and or back siphonage of water of unknown quality into the water distribution system. To repair the leak, the city had to isolate the line, which in turn caused loss of water to parts of Lake Drive and Luther Circle. In order to protect the public from a potential health hazard, city officials are advising that all citizens that have experienced water outages and or low water pressures within the last 2 days to boil all water prior to use for drinking, cooking, or preparing baby food. The water should be boiled for at least 1 minute after reaching a rolling boil. Citizens should continue to boil their water until they are notified by their drinking water utility that the water system has been restored to full operation and the water is safe for human consumption. Well, one local city council member is visiting other municipalities in Carroll County to advocate for new animal control ordinances, specifically ordinances aimed at protecting companion animals from severe weather and forbidding companion animals to be tethered to a stationary object.
We are the only county in our area that I can find that still allows 24/7 tethering. Cobb doesn't, Paulding doesn't, Douglas County doesn't, Harrelson doesn't.
Villa Rica City Councilwoman Leslie McPherson speaking with neighboring City of Temple on Monday about introducing such ordinances.
The county takes care of all of us, right? And so if y'all's is really different from ours and Mount Zion's different from Bowden, it makes it that much harder to enforce it and for the officers themselves.
McPherson says she will introduce the same concept to the City of Villa Rica during their City Council meeting this evening, and her husband made a similar presentation to Carrollton City Council on Monday. The first fundraising event ever for the West Georgia Autism Foundation transpiring this coming Saturday, the Snowball, Hell at the Inn at Oak Lawn allows the public to learn more about the organization and the services that the organization hopes to provide for children on the autism spectrum. The ball will feature live music as well as a keynote address by author, speaker, and autism warrior, Michael Goodrow.
And he has autism, and he's actually an author. So he will actually be having books there and will be donating the proceeds to each book back to the Autism Foundation. So he will be speaking about overcoming his, you know, with his struggles and overcoming obstacles that he had to endure with his autism diagnosis as well.
WGAF board member Jen Tony on Monday's WLVB Community Voice program, she highlighted how the funds raised will help area children.
We're going to make aware what autism is, what autism is not. We're going to educate the community where we're, you know, going to businesses, helping out if there's education classes needed for autistic families, and we're going to help families in need as well.
And you can contact the organization through their website, wgaautism.org, for ticket information. The event is Saturday at 6 o'clock p.m., and our entire interview with board members of the WGAF is now posted on our website, newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.